All right.
Jen, you need to, so Willie, I guess the first piece is a nomination of officers. I think you guys typically divide up contacting folks and figure out who's interested in serving. Is that?
Yes, that's what we normally do. I have one question though. With Lynch, Mo Lynch, does he still need to be included?
No, he can't. His term will end in June. We will get, at some point, the governor will appoint someone to fill that seat. So he can't be considered for either of the officer roles.
Okay, that's good. All right, then Mike, if it's okay with you, then I will take the first four. That's Rick, you, Vishnu, and of course me and more. Are you there, Mike?
I am, and I will I'll take Steve, Elizabeth, and Molly.
Good. All right.
And I've already spoken to can we talk about this now, or can we not talk about this now? My conversation I had with Rick.
I think we need to send that email to Jennifer.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll do that.
All right.
Never mind. Continue.
All right. Okay. So what else do we need? We will review the ethics policy and the remote participation.
And the governor guidelines.
That was a
we don't have it.
Huh?
If we don't have any changes, I don't believe at this point, do we, Jennifer?
No, I'm not aware of any changes at the moment. Generally, those things may change July 1, but I'm not aware of any legislation that has changed any of those. We are planning for an ethics review, ethics policy training in August when new commissioners have been appointed.
Okay.
But Commissioner Levinson, we'll take another look at them over the next this next month and let you know if we see anything else that we would recommend you guys consider. But at this point, we don't think there's anything that needs to be changed.
Okay. All right, then I guess what we need to do from this point, Steve, is to go ahead and make the calls and send an email to Jennifer. And at the next meeting, I suppose we can go ahead and report out. Which
typically, I think, do you normally, Jennifer, schedule just before the next meeting so they can?
Right.
Just before the next meeting, we would, and it doesn't have to be the same day. It could be the day before, it could be the week before, whenever you guys are ready to meet again. And of course, as we move forward, this is your only opportunity for the two of you to talk together. Otherwise, that's why we don't do any emails. We don't do any phone calls between the two of you, because that would constitute an illegal meeting according to FOIA. So the today's forum and your next meeting is the only time for you to actually talk about your nominations.
Yeah. So to that point, Mike, you and Willie can talk. There's nothing really that you can't talk about here. I mean, this is the point. It's public. If you want to talk about who you've already communicated with and any input you have, this is an easy way to talk between the two of you about your strategy, because otherwise it all has to be run as individual emails. So it's whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. Well, then I think Rick would like to stay on another year as chair.
That is true.
Okay.
He relayed that to me. If you're so willing.
Then
say it again.
If he's still willing, I should say.
Yes.
If that's the will of the nominating committee, I think he's willing to continue to serve, is what he said.
Yes, exactly. And then since Mo was vice chair, we have to select a new chair. And I guess, do we want to offer that to, I'm not, I don't want to be vice chair. I don't know about you, Willie.
I guess we had to poll the ones we contact.
Are you including yourself in that poll?
No.
I think really, there was, go ahead, Ted.
I was going to say, it really narrows it down now. If you take you out of the equation, you and Mike are out of the equation, Mo's out of the equation, Rick's out of the equation. So it really leaves you just Molly, Elizabeth, and Vishnu, and I think, for vice, and Steve for vice.
And Vishnu, Steve. Yeah. And so, Steve.
Yeah, I think any one of the four of those. I don't, you know, personally, I don't think Molly would do it. She's got a lot on her plate. I'm not going to speak for her, but if you're thinking of, but I'm sure, I think Steve has expressed interest in having some leadership role before. So,
yeah. And Steve was actually on the burner for about 2 years, I think.
Right.
But we kind of passed along to Mo because Mo really wanted that position, actually wanted the chair position. So,
right.
Okay.
So in this, just say, for example, Steve and Elizabeth both want the position, then what do we do then?
Then you guys just have to decide which one you want to nominate.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
Discuss it amongst the other commissioners, what their recommendation is, and then you put forth the nomination.
Okay.
All right. So if we do 15 minutes before the next meeting, will you have time to send the instructions to me?
I can send you the instructions prior to the meeting.
Okay.
And we might just set that up as a separate Zoom meeting instead of trying to pre-breakout room. So we would set that up for you guys to come into. You just, when we're finished with the O&N, we'd log out and then come into the regular meeting.
Do you want to schedule your meeting the day before? Or do you want to do it the day of?
The day before is fine with me.
Okay.
Either or is fine with me. That would be the
21st.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone.
Okay.
That,
I mean, we can do it at 8 a.m. on the 22nd, if that works for you.
That would work great for me. I'm traveling that day on the 21st.
Okay.
You are?
Yeah, I'll be gone from 7 to 7 at night.
So okay. We do it 8 o'clock?
On the 22nd.
Right.
And that'll give us time to get ready for the next meeting at 9.
That work for you, Willie?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. I will post that meeting announcement. Okay,
that's, I think we have it all covered, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And Jennifer, just to, if I go into Dropbox, then I should be able to find the phone numbers for, I have Steve's, Molly and Elizabeth.
I'm not sure if Dropbox is functional for everyone. I did email that contact list to both of you last week. If you don't have it in your HRSD email, let me know and I'll resend it.
Okay, I'll check there.
Okay.
I did receive it, so.
Okay. Well, if you got it, then so did I.
Okay, that's good. All right. That's all we have, right?
That's it.
All right, so we can leave this meeting.
Very well done.